We're talking with Samantha McVeigh, who is a policy associate with the New York Public Interest Research Group. NYPIRG recently released a letter from almost 200 organizations calling upon Governor Cuomo to introduce legislation for a statewide ban on plastic bags. Samantha, what prompted NYPIRG to circulate this letter?
So we actually circulated that letter for many reasons. One of them being, you know, the governor last year made a promise to New Yorkers that he would include a plastic bag ban for statewide legislation, but then didn't. So NYPIRG decided, you know, we really need to contact our community and urge our legislators to get involved.
Now, what is the problems with plastic bags?
Thanks for asking. There's several problems with plastic bags. One of them is that they're environmentally unstable. They don't break down in water. Animals consume them frequently and cause lots of damage. And the toxic chemicals that are in plastic bags bioaccumulate up the chain to humans. And also, they're very damaging on the environment that we see in our parks and our trees, and even to our sanitation departments. New York City paid $12.5 million last year to fix plastic bag-related problems with their machinery. So it's not good for anybody.
Now, I understand that in the last couple of years, New York City had passed legislation to restrict the use of plastic bags, I believe with some type of fee on plastic bags. What happened to that bill?
So you're right. That bill did exist. It did charge 5 cents for plastic bags that are single-use bags. The governor repealed that. That's what I was talking about earlier. He repealed it and said, you know, we need a statewide solution, not just a city solution. But we have not yet seen it. He did release a plastic bag report in early January with somewhere around 8 solutions for a statewide, but then never actually decided on one to use.
So are there other communities either in New York or across the country that have enacted some type of restrictions on plastic bags? And if so, what do they tend to be?
Awesome. So that's actually really exciting. California has a ban and fee statewide. They've had that since last year. And because of that, they've seen half of the amount of plastic bags on their beaches that they saw in 2010. In New York, there's 14 municipalities total that have plastic bag bans, and one of them is Suffolk County and New Paltz. We're really excited to see that. That means that it's happening and we're getting somewhere.
Now, last year, of course, both the Senate and the Assembly passed legislation to block the New York City law from going into effect. That law the governor, you know, then signed. What, if anything, have we heard from state legislative leaders about their thoughts of dealing with plastic bags?
So we've heard several comments and kind of all across the field. You get as far, you know, left of the issue with Flanagan saying, you know, he's very against it. You get in the middle where Liz Krueger and Steve Englebright are working on a bill that has since been proposed to the floor to be considered to ban and have a fee on plastic bags. And then you get to the right of the issue where Senator Sumcha Felder said, you know, that they're not encouraging a statewide ban and fee until we work more on our recycling legislation that really hasn't been enforced. So you kind of have responses all across the board, but we're really excited that people are engaged in the issue.
Now, you mentioned that the governor had put a task force together and they had issued a report which included some ideas, but the governor himself has not, the report did not make an actual proposal for state action. What has the governor's reaction in the last, week or two been in terms of moving ahead with plastic bags?
Well, that's the most exciting part of all. In the last week or so, the governor came out and said, you know, I believe that it's time that we do something about plastic bags because they're so harmful for the environment, and said he would be very supportive of a statewide solution. He would sign one. But what that looks like is yet to be seen.
Now, one of the arguments made against the plastic bag system in New York City, which was a fee on plastic bags at retail outlets, so it did exempt those purchased with WIC or food stamps, was that it would have a negative impact, regressive impact upon low-income people. What's your response that, you know, trying to restrict use of plastic bags discriminates or harms economically low-income people?
So that's a thing that we really have to talk about. That idea exists. And even myself, when I started working this issue, I had that concern. And that's something that is just being perpetuated that isn't true. It is a myth. There is no evidence that supports the claim that a plastic bag fee and ban would hurt or harm low-income communities. And we know and have seen in California statewide that people of all communities are adjusting well to this ban and fee. It just means a few small lifestyle changes. But the best news for everyone is that that removes the burden from all communities, from having to think about recycling, from having to deal with the, you know, the larger costs to all of us that we take on with plastic bags. So if anything, it's helping low-income communities.
If any of our listeners out there are, you know, interested in trying to deal with the plastic bag issue, you know, what can they do at this point?
So the best thing to do is to urge your local legislators to get on board with a plastic bag ban and fee. Again, that and there is really important. You need both. They can sign on to our letter that I think is on our website. I'm not sure. I can get that information to you. They, again, should just be contacting their local legislators as much as possible and getting involved. You know, make sure you're not littering. Try to go and reuse your own bags as much as possible. While the burden shouldn't be on you, it right now is, but it's in all of our hands to make a change.
Well, some people say that getting rid of plastic bags would also help the issue of climate change. What's the role of climate change with plastic bags?
So great question. I don't have facts about this for certain, and I can, again, get back to you on this, but, you know, plastic bag facilities and paper bag facilities require resources, and it is a production environment. It is a factory environment, which means that when you're creating this many plastic bags, which, for example, the world uses 5 trillion plastic bags in a year, that's 160,000 per second. So that's not good for the environment. And, you know, for those of us who like to eat fish or those of us who like to swim in the water, poisoning our water with chemicals like BPA and carcinogens is just not good. So for the climate change debate, it is a no-go.
And so we've been talking with Samantha McVeigh, who is the policy associate of the New York Public Interest Research